Next, let's meet the man behind one of TV's most memorable shows ever. David Chase created The Sopranos, the HBO show about a neurotic New Jersey family man and mob boss. This morning, he's our latest guest for Watch This, conversations where we get recommendations for movie and TV DVDs. When David Chase spoke to Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep, his first pick was the 1940 movie from comedians Laurel and Hardy called Saps at Sea.
When I was a kid, I used to watch Laurel and Hardy with my cousins all the time. And I just thought they were the funny. I still think they're extremely funny and so surreal. The story of this is that Hardy has some kind of an allergy to horns blowing. And if he hears a horn blow, he starts to go, horns, horns, and he starts freaking out.
Horns! Horns!
They take a sea voyage to help him calm him down. And unbeknownst to them is a gangster, an escaped gangster. And he takes command of the boat. And one of the great scenes is they figure that what they'll do is they'll poison him. They'll make him something. He says, make me something to eat. And they make meatballs out of sponge and spaghetti out of a mop. And they're going to feed that to him. And he will then, of course, you know, be incapacitated.
Sure.
But he makes them eat it.
You're going to like this because it's just like Mother used to make.
Oh, she never made any as good as this.
Well, if it's that good, you eat it.
Well, I'm not a bit hungry, am I, Ollie?
No, and I'm on a diet.
You heard what I said. Eat. Just like Mother used to make, eh, Dizzy?
This is like a really good comedy, but also the gangster character is kind of scary. And I kind of cribbed something from it for The Sopranos one time. The gangster, when they've come upon him on board, he says, my name is Nick, and this is Nick Jr., and he pulls out his gun.
Hmm.
And in The Sopranos, at one point, we had an Uncle Jr. was talking with his mistress, and
sure.
he said something about, why don't you go check on Junior's Junior? And she goes, underneath the covers.
The Laurel and Hardy reference. Did you receive any mail from anybody who caught that?
No. Not a bit.
It's being revealed here for the first time by David Chase. One of the things I love about this list that you have sent us of movies is that there are a number of very famous names on it, but not necessarily their most famous films. And the next one on your list here is from the director Stanley Kubrick. The movie is Barry Lyndon.
Well, that's my. It's hard to pick it, but that's my favorite Kubrick film.
Director of 2001, director of Paths of Glory, we could go, Dr. Strangelove, we could go on for quite some time, but you find Barry Lyndon to be your favorite Kubrick film. What's it about?
Well, probably his best-known film for people nowadays is The Shining, I guess.
Oh, sure, of course.
What's the film about? Barry Lyndon is a Victorian novel about a young man's trip from, story from like the age of 18 through middle age and his ruin. He's played really wonderfully by Ryan O'Neill. The guy is a rapscallion and a rake and a kind of a scumbag, Barry Lyndon.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to rise up in the world. And the first frame of the first frames of the movie, his father is shot in a duel. And dueling proves to be very important to the whole movie, dueling and warfare. But what's great about it is that with all this violence, there's this overlay of the most civilized conduct, you know, with the handkerchiefs inside the sleeve.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Everybody is called sir. Like when he's held up by some highwayman, they say, good day to you, sir. And can we have that? Please give us your money now.
And now I'm afraid we must get on to the more regrettable stage of our brief acquaintance. Turn around and keep your hands high above your head, please.
That's all the money my mother had in the world. Mightn't I be allowed to keep it?
Mr. Barry, in my profession, we hear many such stories. Yours is one of the most intriguing and touching I've heard in many weeks. Nevertheless, I'm afraid I cannot grant your request. Good day, young sir.
You know, when you talk about a movie that has this elaborate code of honor that is laid on top of a basically violent existence, and you say that's your favorite Kubrick film, I wonder if it in some way informed your production of The Sopranos, where you had people who at least pretended to have this great code of honor as they were doing violent things.
I never thought of it that way, but, you know, I'm sure that's true. Because I remember when we were doing The Sopranos, I used to love that about it, which was that there were rules there was a mafia code that you had to go by. But, of course, the code is ridiculous. It's a code among sociopaths.
You also have on this list a movie called Bicycle Thieves, also just called The Bicycle Thief, 1948.
Yeah, well, that's a really, I mean, that's a classic.
Vittorio De Sica, am I saying his name
correctly?
Vittorio
De Sica, yeah. But the thing about that movie, there's a lot of Italian movies that I love, but the thing about that movie is it's so simple, and the reason I put it down there is because this is what I wish for myself, not that my bicycle would get stolen, but that I wish that I could write something so simple and clear and clean.
It's been years since I've seen it. Let's remind people what it's about. It's a poor guy in Italy.
Yeah, it's right after World War II, and Italy is just over being occupied, I guess, by the Germans. It's extremely poor, and the guy needs his bicycle to get to work, and his bicycle gets stolen. And on a Sunday, he and his son go looking for the bicycle.
And that's the whole plot.
That is it. And it's about the relationship between this boy and his father. It's just the most pure, beautiful, simple thing.
I'm trying to think of what makes it still work as a movie, and it sounds like it's that once you have a very simple story that people can follow, you can hang some very profound issues on it and explore some very profound issues.
That's completely true. I think movies work best, actually, when they almost are at the fairy tale level. You know, I think storytelling is all about children. We human beings love to hear stories being told. And the first happens when you're a kid, and you know, and your father tells you a story at night, or your mother, or your uncle, whoever it is, and you sit there with your mouth open, and your mind goes into these places that they're telling you about that you've never seen, and you're agape. You just can't believe it, that things can happen like that. But it's just so direct.
Well, David Chase, it's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Steve Inskeep, writer and director David Chase. Now out on DVD is his newest film, Not Fade Away, a coming-of-age story set in the 60s about a young man with big rock and roll dreams. You can find all of his Watch This recommendations at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene.